Allow me to encourage you to take your seats. Get comfortable. It's going to be a long afternoon. So allow me to call this session to order. Item 9, the thematic discussion on enhancing the participation of Indigenous peoples in the United Nations. I welcome once again all participants on behalf of the expert mechanism, Indigenous peoples, political institutions, organizations and representatives, member states, non-governmental organizations, and others. It is my pleasure to preside over this discussion on enhancing the participation of Indigenous peoples in the United Nations. As many may know, the UN Declaration explicitly addresses the role of the United Nations in the full realization of all of its interrelated preambular and operative paragraphs, including Article 41. The Declaration goes as far as stating that ways and means of ensuring the participation of Indigenous peoples on issues affecting them shall be established. In Resolution 54/12 of 2023, the Human Rights Council decided to continue discussions and develop further steps and measures necessary to enable and to facilitate the participation of Indigenous peoples, representatives, and institutions in its work. In particular, to organize a two-day intersessional meeting before the 57th session of the Human Rights Council and another two-day intersessional meeting before the 58th session. The first of these two intersessionals begins next week. The aim is to allow states, relevant UN agencies, funds and programs, international organizations, Indigenous peoples from the 7 Indigenous sociocultural regions, national human rights institutions, and civil society organizations to hold a dialogue on concrete ways to enhance the participation of Indigenous peoples in the work of the Human Rights Council. We encourage all of you to attend the upcoming intersessional meeting on 18 and 19 July at the Palais des Nations. In preparation for the meeting next week, the expert mechanism would like to facilitate broad discussions between Indigenous peoples as rights holders, member states, and key stakeholders. We aim to gather perspectives from Indigenous peoples and others on the following issues. First, the accreditation criteria for the direct, meaningful, and effective participation of Indigenous peoples in the work of the Human Rights Council, as well as the modalities of their participation in this body. Additionally, this session seeks to identify concrete recommendations and proposals for effective mechanisms that facilitate the direct, and again, effective, as well as meaningful involvement of Indigenous peoples and their institutions in the meetings and processes of the United Nations bodies, and particularly here in the work of the Human Rights Council. Let me now turn to our distinguished panelists. I would like to start by giving the floor to Her Excellency Angela Maria Chavez Biete, the Ambassador and Permanent Representative of Guatemala to the United Nations Office and other international organizations, together with Mexico. They have continued to play a leading role in pursuing the resolution on Indigenous peoples ensuring open consultation and participation of Indigenous peoples in this endeavor and many other diverse endeavors. Please, Ambassador, you have the floor.